Tantor Audio presents The Last of the Red Hot Vampires by Katie McAllister. Narrated by Karen White. Chapter 1.
Oh, look, a crop circle. Let's stop and see if we will be abducted by aliens. Why on earth would you want to be abducted by aliens?
From what I hear, they're all about strange implants and anal probes. Neither is my idea of fun. Sarah glared at me as we whipped past a sign noting that tours of a local farm famous for its crop circle were available for a modest fee.
You have the soul of a nihilist.
On the contrary, I don't believe in either assassination or terrorism. Is this the turn we need? A map rustled next to me as my friend consulted the driving directions we'd received from a local travel company.
I don't think so. The directions say the town is called Newton Poppleford. There should be a bridge we go across.
And you know full well that's not the sort of nihilism I meant.
Ah,
Newton Poppleford is another kilometer, I answered, nodding to a small sign partially hidden by a dense shrub. So you're saying I have the soul of a disbeliever?
Yes, I am. It's all that science stuff you do.
I couldn't help but smile at Sarah's comment. You make it sound like being a physicist is tantamount to being a crack addict.
It's not quite that bad, but it's definitely rotting your mind.
Oh, come on. That's being a bit extreme. I avoided a startled rabbit in the narrow country road and spotted a humpbacked stone bridge in the distance. No doubt that was the exit we needed to get to the tiny little village that was Sarah's destination.
Not in the least. Just look at how your precious skepticism has ruined the trip so far. First, there was the ghost walk in London.